Well, sorry for living.
This week on Altunes, we'll do some waybacking with Paul Bernard, fresh making with new music from Logan Richard and Lenny Gallant, and handshaking with biologist turned filmmaker turned singer Rogine Aflaki. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the April 25th, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes. Only a few more months till the next round of nominations open up. You know, in case you wanted to make plans. I'm not making plans, you're making plans. I've got another 10 songs worth of island goodness to give you, and speaking of goodness, of the From the Heart variety, if you believe in this podcast and want to help support it, you can become a Patreon subscriber and get access to exclusive island-only long-form interviews and live performances at patreon.com/isletunes, or you can simply donate fundage through PayPal, link in the description. There's also Isletunes swag you can snag at isletunes.creator-spring.com. All such generosity goes toward expenses associated with doing this, the podcast distribution service, SoCan licensing fees, promotion, and all that. I thank you muchly in advance, and now let's get to that music I promised you, since this is a friggin' music show, am I right? If it's PEI and it's a year starting with a 2, there's been a fish den. After all, the combo of Pascal Mius and Sisters Pastel and Emmanuel Leblanc first got together in 2000, and Elmer Deagle joined them for a while as well. Last year, Vishden celebrated the 20th anniversary of the release of their first album, which of course was an incomplete celebration without Pastel, who passed away in 2022. Pastel's legacy lives on, however, in the new era of Vishten, which saw Emmanuel and Pascal bringing in collaborators to flesh out some of the ideas and melodies Pastel left behind, ideas which got into the triple digits. They're working on following up their post-Pastel album Vishten Connexion, which picked up 2 Music PEI Awards last month. Those join their 2008 MPEIs and 2016s, plus their Juno nomination in 2018. The influence of L'Île de Ipeo de Sir Le Blanc and L'Île de Magdalene de Pascal has always been a part of their sound, going back into their early repertoire, like their 2007 album 1111, from which this episode beginning offering comes. Altunes brings you Vishten and Mamie, je fais un rêve, which Google Translate tells me means, sweetheart, I had a dream. Detail it, Vishten.
Mamie, je fais un rêve. Oh, cette nuit, mamie, j'ai fait un rêve. Oh, cette nuit, oh, cette nuit, malheur et la belle. Oh, cette nuit, malheur et l'enla. Oh, cette nuit, malheur et la belle. Oh, cette nuit, malheur et l'enla. Le matin, je me veille. Trois coups frappent le matin, je me veille. Trois coups frappent, trois coups frappent, malheur et la belle. Trois coups frappent, malheur et l'enla. Trois coups frappent, malheur et la belle. Trois coups frappent, malheur et l'enla. Qu'est-ce qui frappe à la porte à ces heures-là? Qu'est-ce qui frappe à la porte à ces heures-là? Ouvrez-lui donc, ouvrez-lui donc, malheur et la belle. Ouvrez-lui donc, malheur et l'enla. Ouvrez-lui donc, malheur et la belle. Ouvrez-lui donc, malheur et l'enla. Je n'ouvre pas la porte à ces heures-là. À ces heures-là, malheur et la belle. À ces heures-là, malheur et l'enla. À ces heures-là, malheur et la belle. À ces heures-là, malheur et l'enla. Si tu n'ouvres pas la porte, noyé. et je m'en vais. Si tu n'ouvres pas la porte, noyé, je m'en vais. Donne et tu seras, malgré l'appel. Donne et tu seras, malgré l'onde. Donne et tu seras, malgré l'appel. Donne et tu seras, malgré l'onde. Mamie, j'ai fait un rêve, oh cette nuit. Oh cette nuit, malgré l'appel. Oh cette nuit.
Speaking, I be rapping my forefathers from Nigeria. No hysteria, no hype. Me, I don't sound like I look on camera. Energy, 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 energy. Start to defy the boundaries, new level. You can't deny my entry was dead, but alive now from Atlantis. Deep from the bottom like a whale, you can hear all the echoes of my sound spring up like fountain. Trek all day to the top of the mountain, removing all fear, no need for the doubting. Fuck that, no time to be counting. Something says it's time to be planting. I leave my seed in the soil, take my leave, I pray to be humble. Flawless win or spoil. When they wanna put you down, you smile and let it go, because the one that called your name is giving energy to rock. What is the best place in town? Salt and soul, but wait, you're not allowed. 32 years and I learned how to shed my tears. The event was fierce, the beginning was the end. Understand the way of light. Still I take flight in the night or day. Why cheat to the world like play? One day they will sing my name. Evidently I am rapping gently. Let me just evolve around the process. I have to be real with myself from the get-go. Charlie, who I let go? Anything that is not me, anything that is not free, I don't hold. Words of God in my heart, words of light and love and joy all around in my life.
Stress. I don't. Stress. I don't. Stress.
I don't.
Stress.
I don't. I don't
stress.
Okay, yes, it's blessed. Say it three times in your chest. Since my dad died and my mom died, I was never tied to be blessed. Born as the first with the will that will last, I prevail from the past. He rolls with my raps like this. On to peace, I have my way, I don't impede. And gradually, the truth bubbles up to the top. No TV, the eyes we see, we Godspeed, JVC on screen. Yeah, there is no need to be sad or down. My brother, like the roadrunner, you zoom past. fast. You don't cast with the heart, giving it 10 times to God, giving it 10 times to love, even in give thanks to songs I write.
Free of stress, 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 stress. I don't stress, stress, stress.
I don't
stress, stress, stress.
I don't
stress, stress, stress.
Nigerian-born, PEI-based hip-hop, afrobeat, and dancehall master Siruth on iTunes with his absolute latest single, Malaika Meditations. Siruth took his stage surname as an homage to his mom, of course, Ruth, and the track itself that you just heard was crafted to describe his personal journey of resilience after the loss of both of his parents. He started making music in 2019, and not only has he collaborated with several island artists since, he's one of the founders of six-piece powerhouse The Umbrella Collective, which opened ears all over PEI the moment they put out their debut album in 2023. All this from a guy who's described as Kendrick Lamar and Bob Marley having a baby. Well, I added the baby part. The Lamar Marley bit is a legit flex, though. While we're vibing on sounds that come from outside the English-speaking areas of North America, let's zero in on a groove that is distinctly from the land of La Roja, Spanish guitar, or guitarra latina. Its predecessor popped up in Spain in the 13th century and developed into the vihuela there by the 1500s. In the mid-1800s, what we consider our contemporary guitar design was created by Antonio de Torres Jurado. PEI might never have known about this instrument at all were it not for Paul Bernard, or should I say, Paul's pop. See, it was Daddy Bernard who sent a tape of the young self-taught Paul to Toronto's Royal Conservatory of Music, and that got Paul an invitation to study there. His journey took him to London, UK, not Ontario, where he became the first Canadian to receive the associateship of the Royal College of Music. From there, he taught at UPEI's music department and recorded three albums with Este Mundo, eventually finding himself presented with our prestigious Stomp and Tom Award in 2020. Oh, did I mention that Paul also had solo records out? This is from the first one. Let iTunes take you all the way back to 1988, when Paul's skill was already evident. From the simply but appropriately titled Spanish guitar, this is Recuerdos de la Alhambra, composed by Francisco Tárrega in 1896. Tárrega, by the by, had bought one of the guitars made by Torres Jurado, so it all ties together. Vamos, Paul! Thank you. Paul Bernard on iTunes and on original mint condition 1988 vinyl, I'll have you know, thank you Jackie, with Recuerdos de la Alhambra. In case you were wondering, the Alhambra is a palace fortress combo in Spain that was built when the future country was under Muslim rule. Coming up, four songs from Islanders that are so new they still have that new song smell, plus the punk proficiency of Baited, and an interview with a recently arrived artist through a just-formed partnership with the Immigrant and Refugees Association of Prince Edward Island. I threw a lot of history at you before and after Paul Bernard's Spanish guitaring, so why stop now? Let's narrow the recollections down to this province only in This Week in PEI History. April 27th, 1900, the Daily Examiner urged the provincial government to do something about lowering the prices of sending messages via telegraph, which the publication said cost twice as much as in other parts of the North American continent. While the opinion piece didn't specify what the going telegraph rates were, I assume then readers knew how much they were into already, a little Googling reveals that, at least in the States, sending a telegraph might run one 30 cents, which is over $11 in 2025 money. So if Islanders were having to fork out what to us would be 22 bucks to basically send a text, well, yeah, I guess I'd be hot under the collar too. April 28, 1941. The Charlottetown Guardian reported that all of Canada, except Quebec, had voted yes to letting then Prime Minister Mackenzie King, quote, make whatever use of the nation's manpower at home or overseas that would contribute most to victory, unquote. Said victory, of course, being over fascist forces of the Nazis and other Axis powers in World War II. All told, PEI's votes were 21,423 yes, 4,268 no, or, doing the math, 84% in favor of this effort. April 29, 1931, the front page of the Charlottetown Guardian told the story of a 7-year-old girl, a student of the school in North Bedeque, who got lost doing an errand for her teacher and ended up walking 14 miles before she was located by the Summerside Police near a racetrack in New Annan. She had realized she had gotten turned around and had tried to find a crossroad which she reasoned would lead her home. She seemed to be no worse for the wear regarding her ordeal, though she did confide to the officers that during it, she had cried a little.
Hi, this is Karen Pyra.
This is Mike Elliott from Aging Disgracefully. Loving iTunes. Tune in.
Every week.
iTunes World Premiere.
Trying to find a place or something to get lost in. I'm just looking for a friend. Don't know where I am, somewhere outside of Boston. Some money in my pocket to spend. Don't they always say it's greener when you get away? But everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere the grass is blue. Everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere the grass is blue. Trying to catch a bus to get me to the A train, take me down to San Antonio. Swore I saw your face in a sweet hallucination. I followed you to Mexico. Thought I heard them say it's greener when you get away. But everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere the grass is blue. Everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere. hit me, I'm standing where I started again. Soaked up all my sun, spend all of my money, looking through the holes of an invisible fence. Yeah, it's true what they say, it's greener when you get away. I just want to feel it standing in one place. Everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere the grass is blue. Everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere the grass is blue. Everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere the grass is blue. Everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere I go, everywhere that I go, everywhere I go, everywhere that I go.
Logan Richard with an iTunes world premiere. That's The Grass is Blue, Everywhere I Go, from his soon-to-be-released album Character Traits. I love the cover for this single with its literal blue grass. I wouldn't be surprised if Music PEI nominates it for Best Album Artwork next year. Logan started on guitar and hit the stage by the time he was 12, forming the blues group Ripped Paper with fellow teens. He's well known around PEI for his session work and live instrumentation with any number of artists. Last year, he performed with David Miles at the Paris Olympics, which was quite the coup. Stratford native Logan, who calls himself a creator of musical fusion, has been putting out solo material since 2017. The Grass is Blue came out on April 16th. Now, you've heard of a twofer, so I guess this is a fourfer. Four songs in a row who have all seen releases in the last 4 weeks. This one is from a woman who stopped performing as a girl because of stage fright. Lucky for us, she overcame that particular anxiety at least enough to get back out there and released her first EP back in 2005. By 2007, her song Dreamer became the theme song for the CBC series Heartland, and her latest album, though she's had several singles since, was 2023's Champagne Problems. In case you guessed, I'm talking about Jen Grant. And if you didn't guess, I'm still talking about Jen Grant. Her newest song launched on April 11th and is just one of 22 tracks that make up the songs from the Gang tribute album that was secretly recorded to surprise Joel Plaskett for his 50th birthday. Another PEI contributor to said tribute came from 2 Hours Traffic. As for Jen, who has long lived in Halifax despite a Charlottetown birth certificate, her homage to Joel comes in the form of a cover of his 2005 song Lying on a Beach. And you can listen to it lying on a beach or lying anywhere you like. Thanks to iTunes, this is Jen Grant.
Somebody introduced me to a member of the club. I think that they confused me with some other rub-dub-dub. Now I work on the fifth floor and nothing is my fault. I take advice like margaritas with a heavy grain of salt. I always wake up at night wondering if I'm doing it right. And if I had my way, I'd be getting all these flies tonight. In the morning, I'd be lying on a beach in the sun, lying to my family and friends, telling them that I have begun, trying to find the means to an end. Lying on a beach in the sun, lying just to cover my eyes, lying in the sun on the beach, burning like the girl. Working on my manners, but I'm working on my website. All you star spangled scanners trying to photocopy moonlight, staring at the computer screen, feeling so alone and obscene, getting restless, getting ready. In the sun, looking for a little romance. The temperature's 101.
down to the staff room at lunchtime. I'm like a joke, but there's never a punchline. And if you step on my toes, I blow up just like a landmine. Give me a reason, I'll be lying on a beach in the sun. Nobody but my money and me. Is this your definition of fun? I'm bored, it's only 20 past three. Should go for a swim. I'll still be clinging to the company line. The sharks out there, I think I saw a fin. Or maybe I'm just losing my mind. Get it back together, we're gonna need a little static. Somebody check my pulse, slap me in the face. Show me what I'm made of, get me out of this place. It's like a weird technological dream. Watching Buddy turn into machines. We never get our hands dirty, but paradise is never this clean. You can save it on a floppy disk, so long farewell. You can't kiss my ass goodbye if I don't jump ship right now. I'll never figure out.
New song? Old Flames, or at least that's the title of the new song coming from rock and roll outfit 30 Russell on Isletunes. The group out of Summerside was formed by Darren Bigger and Tony Albert, and it grew out of a live streaming show created to support local artists and businesses during the height of our COVID lockdowns. Two members became five, and one album became two as they released Drive in 2021 and Beautiful Tragedy just last summer. You wouldn't think they'd be back already with an unrelated single, but, well, you called that one, didn't you? I don't know whether Old Flames is a one-off or if it's a harbinger of an upcoming third album, but I do know the track saw digital daylight on March 28th. 15 albums, one of which took a ride on the International Space Station and orbited the Earth 248 times. Two Nephews in 10 Strings and a Goatskin. One appearance on Emily of New Moon. 19 ECMAs. 2,000 choir members as backup for Halifax's 250th birthday, 190 performances of Searching for Abiquit, one Order of Canada insignia, one new album coming in June, and one new single ahead of that album. I say all this because there is only one Lenny Gallant, and he's done so much that you kind of have to take his career by the numbers as I just did. Because what can I tell you about the North Rustico native that you don't already know? Well, except that he's launching his album on June 8th at the Harborfront in Summerside, and you know that's going to fill up, so buy your Fargan tickets now! Until then, here's a taste of that new album that just came out April 20th. It's Counting on Angels. It's Lenny Gallant. And it's in
Isletunes World Premiere.
There's a crack in the windshield running from the driver's side all the way to where she stands. Listen to Petty singing Refugee on the radio that's in need of repair. She says the world is all broken, nobody gonna fix it now. Why bother with another band-aid? It's too late now. Podcast preacher singing his song. We're counting on angels coming to guide us, coming to answer dreams and our long distance calls. We're throwing our hands up, we gotta surrender. She says happening on that mountain of mystery. We're counting on angels coming to guide us, coming to answer dreams and our long distance calls. Just throwing our hands up, we gotta surrender. She says
to guide us, coming to answer dreams in our long distance calls. We're throwing our hands up, we gotta surrender. A high school somewhere, another hurricane on the coast. Her horoscope read this morning, be careful in what you post.
No one does it like Lenny Gallant. That's his very latest, Counting on Angels. And no one does it like Isle Tunes, where you just heard it. Still to come, Baited'll hook ya. Kira Lone looks through a window singing about a Mac. And it's Isle Tunes plus Ursa equals Regina Flacky. Who needs boring old print or online notifications of who's playing where in this province when you have me talking it out for you in such dulcet and euphonious tones? That, and I still got a microphone in front of me. So here's the next 2 weeks in music with gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island, y'all. Saturday, April 26th, it's Gammons and Noor at Copper Bottom Brewing in Montague. Tuesday, April 29th, it's the Holland College Community Band Broadway with the PEI Regiment Band. They're all banding at Florence Simmons Performance Hall in Charlottetown. Looking into next week, May 2nd. What a night that is. It's a busy one. First, we've got Hit the Coast Spewing Junk album release show with Amelia May and Benny Vaughn at the Trailside Music Hall. Over at the Beaconsfield Carriage House in Charlottetown, Jeannie and Charlie are having their Hearts and Pieces album launch, and Lawrence Maxwell Sounds and Support fundraiser for Sherwood Elementary School Playground. That is also happening May 2nd at the Eastlink Center. May 3rd, Zebedee is at Baba's Lounge, and also May 3rd, the Soosh is funking it up at Hop Yard. Don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m, hosted by the one and only K to the I to the Inlay. Okay.
Hi, this is Todd McLean, and you are listening to Isle Tunes. Yeah! Woo!
Isle Tunes F-bomb alert!
this hardcore punk is fire. At least the kind you get from a cocktail that's Molotov, a scorcher from Baited and their 2023 EP Cutting Teeth. Baited was the combination of Tyler Turner, Andy Adams, Liam Farrell, and Chris Gallant on loan from Devil's Punch Bowl. They formed in 2022, but you know what they say about stars that burn the brightest only burning half as long. The band went on permanent hiatus just 2 years after they started. Molotov was the song they were most proud of, as they felt it was a mission statement of sorts, plus it came from a collection on which they felt they could be their most rowdy and chaotic selves. Mission accomplished. Don't let the youth of Kira Loane count her out. She was already singing on stage by the age of 4, and in her teens she won the PEI Youth Talent Competition of 2019. She only just graduated high school in 2022, but she's performed with the Made It in Nashville Maxine McClellan and received guidance from singer and comedian Robbie Doherty, that silly Robbie to the rest of you. As producer of the Charlottetown Islanders radio broadcasts on Max 93.1, I can tell you that Kira sang the national anthem for all their home games, and she's one of 5 finalists in the Lawrence Maxwell Musician Support Fund Songwriting Contest, the winner of which will be chosen at its associated concert May 22nd at The Trailside. For now, here's the second of 2 singles that Kira has released, this one being about a little boy who had a big impact on her life. Kira Loane brings you Max Song on iTunes.
Little blonde hair is growing out so long. Trying to figure out the difference between right and wrong. Your smile lights the sky. It hurts me when I see you cry over all the little things. You're growing up so smart and strong and a little too fast. Every day you learn something new, but I want these days to last. When you need someone, it'll pick you up when you fall down in the mud. When you need someone to hold you, cause you were scared what's in the dark. But you'll always be my number one, even when you're all grown up. You smile when you know that you messed up, but you still don't listen when we tell you to stop. You got that stubborn look in your eye, and I know it all too well, cause baby, so do I. You're growing up so smart and strong and a little too fast. Every day something new, but I want these days to last. We need someone to help pick you up when you fall down in the mud. When you need someone to hold you, cause you were scared what's in the dark. But you'll always be my number one, even when you're all grown up. Across that stage, oh, when you go on your first date, when you wonder how you got this far in this life, I hope you look back to these days and see how you were all smart and strong, growing up way too fast. Every day you learn something new, but we wanted those days to last. We needed someone to help pick you up when you fell down in the mud. We need someone to hold you, cause you were scared what was in the dark. that even when you're all grown up, you're still my number one.
Here Alone and her 2023 single, Max Song, on Isletunes. Now it's time to bring you something very, very special. As I frequently mention on this show, the wonder of PEI's music scene is that it's not just white guys with guitars and or fiddles, it's developed into something that encompasses all genres, and it comes with material from not only Native Islanders, but those who have moved here from other parts of Canada or other countries altogether. Diversity gets a bad rap these days, but only by people who are afraid of what's unknown and different, who are threatened by what they don't understand. That's not how we roll around here. So it was only natural that Isletunes would pair up with IRSA, the Immigrant and Refugees Association of Prince Edward Island, to once a month highlight musical artists from elsewhere who have found a home on this island of ours. Let's start with a very talented young woman who has already made quite a splash in the area of filmmaking and is ready to take her musicality to the next level. In partnership with IRSA, this is my interview with Rogine Aflaki. Now on Isletunes, it's time to bring you something pretty exciting. Now, starting with this episode, the podcast is pairing up with IRSA, that's the Immigrant and Refugees Association of Prince Edward Island, to bring you musical talent from artists who come from all over but have one thing in common already. They've made PEI their home. First, I'd like to acknowledge Hai Nguyen, who, as part of IRSA, is the event coordinator for the Diverse City Festival, a series of multicultural events featuring music and dance that the island has had every year since 2007. Now, this year, there will be seven stops in locations across the province, from Alberton to Three Rivers. That starts June 22nd. And as such, Hai has his ear to the ground in terms of shining a spotlight on new and established artists who have brought their talents to the island. Now, we're going to shine that spotlight now on a young lady who has already done more than a lot of folks twice her age. After earning her bachelor's in cellular and molecular biology, she turned her attention to filmmaking and has gotten her work into festivals in her home country. She's been a director and a producer and tackled pretty much every other job related to the film industry, including acting. She has connected with Film PEI, in case you're wondering. Now, of course, the focus of Isletunes is music, and my guest will not disappoint you in that regard. She's versed in both guitar and piano, and she's a terrific vocalist as well. For only the second time since starting up this show, I am not coming to you from the Isletunes studio, otherwise known as my basement. I am here at the offices of IRSA in downtown Charlottetown with Rogine Aflaki. Rogine, it's great to meet you. I really appreciate your taking a moment to talk with me today.
Thank you. It's great to meet you as well. And the audience, Mike.
Oh, well, yeah.
A pleasure.
It's good for me, too. So I understand that you're from Shiraz in Iran. When did you come to PEI, and what went into your decision to make the island your home?
Well, actually, we came here like less than a year ago. It was like in June. And the thing that really attracted us here was the quietness and calmness, because everything in Iran was chaotic before we immigrated. So we really needed a fresh start, rather the opposite of what we had.
Yeah, this is definitely a good place to get a start. Yeah. And you're right, it is very peaceful and quiet.
Yeah.
Studying molecules and cells is not exactly the easiest of topics in academia, yet you majored in it. Now, you could have easily established a career in one or both of those fields, but how did you end up making the switch to filmmaking?
Well, actually, since I was a kid, I used to always have art and school life. I used to study my studies. And in my spare times, I would rather have something artistic, like playing piano or learning guitar or drawing, things like that. But none of them were full enough. But I wanted something to be a combination of them all. And when I was going to university, I realized, okay, maybe I can't just continue studying without any art beside it. It would be too dull for me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to study my studies. But in the meantime, I would like to have something artistic beside it. So I still have them both. And I'm trying to apply for Holland College in the joint degree of cellular and molecular biology. I'm going to do that. But things are like a really good scale. Like sometimes the film is heavier and I'm going to focus mostly on that. But sometimes, okay, there's no project and it goes lighter, so I can mostly focus on my studies.
That's a good balance. That's a good balance. Yeah, it's. I think it's important, especially if you have an inclination toward both.
Yeah.
To do both.
Well, actually, the thing is, I enjoy both of them, and that's what makes it doable. If it was like a work and I wanted to be so uptight to myself and so serious all the time, it wouldn't really work because it would be too serious and it wouldn't really be any time for living. But I'm living with those, so.
Now, building on your successes in Iran, you've already gotten into film, PEI's Film Forward program.
Yeah.
What has it been like going through the program and meeting other filmmakers from both the island and from away like yourself?
Well, actually, it's super cool, but most people are from the island. Mm-hmm. And telling you something funny, the first challenge I had in the first few meetings, I was like so quiet. I was just listening to understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everyone was like, are you okay? Everything good? I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. But my English is not that bad.
Not at all.
You know, it just took me a while to get familiarized with the accent.
Yes.
But everything is super cool. Everyone is so nice and friendly. And not going to deny, you know, people there in Iran, especially in this industry, are cruel. Mm. They are not friendly at all. Mm. So sometimes when I see how people react and how they are helping, well, it just gets me shocked. I'm like, are you serious?
But it's a nice shock, though.
Yeah. It's in a good way.
Yeah, it is. So what are you working on at Film PEI?
Well, I'm having this project in Film Forward. I'm the writer and director, and I'm working with Al McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
I worked with Al last year in a short film of his, actually.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, he was in it last year as a writer.
That's right. Yeah, the Last Ice Boat. Yeah.
Yep. So he's going to produce this year. Nice. It will be me and him, and we're going to go through this program with Rob and Simon. See what happens. Hopefully we would have 4 beautiful projects in the end.
Cool. Cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Roshina Flaky here on Isle Tunes. Now, turning to music, I've seen you singing and playing piano and guitar online, which makes me wonder, have you ever considered scoring your own films if you haven't actually done that already?
Well, actually, I don't really do that. Like, I'm mostly playing music for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But singing is more professional for me. Like, I would like to sing out loud, but I'm not confident enough to play piano or play guitar out loud.
Sure. No, that makes sense. That's total sense. Yeah. No, but it's good to know that you're looking to do more things with your singing because you have a terrific voice. I've listened to you.
Thank you.
It's clearly another one of your talents, given what I've heard online. How would you like to explore that part of yourself? Are you planning on recording some original music sometimes?
Well, I would really like to do that, but back in Iran, I couldn't really have a shot about it because in Iran, women are not allowed to sing.
Oh, of course.
So I'm looking for some composers here, and I'm making my network here. So
good.
Hopefully I'll meet one soon.
I was going to say, because there's tons of people here that love to collaborate with new people. And, you know, you have this energy coming from a different place and everything. And there's so many. Hey, you guys, listen, she wants to work with you, okay?
Yep.
So let's make that happen. Let's totally make that happen, because it totally seems like a natural next step to me.
I'm enjoying pop music in Latin. Like, for example, my favorite singers are Adele and Sia and Rihanna. And you can just imagine like these that I'm kind of a fan of, you know, pop Latin myself. And, you know, those kind of songs that have a really high and a strong voice.
Yes. Well, I think from what I've heard so far that suits your style.
Thank you. Yeah.
How about the diversity concerts this summer? I mean, I know you had said that you don't want to be singing and playing at the same time, but are you planning on performing at one of these diversity concerts, maybe with backup musicians?
Well, I haven't met anyone yet, but if I do, yep, I would really appreciate that. It would quite change the mood rather than just me singing with a karaoke.
Yeah, for sure. Again, you guys, June 22nd is the first concert, so let's get at it over here. Let's help Virgin out. Now that you're here on the island, what do you hope to accomplish both in music and, of course, with filmmaking? What's on your ultimate list?
Well, like, the ultimate in my list for a filmmaker, well, I think that it would be, like, the biggest dream of every filmmaker, the Oscars.
Of course.
Well, that would be, like, the ultimate.
Well, yeah, that would be the ultimate.
In filmmaking.
You got to shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
You totally do.
Oh, I mostly, I would rather mostly enjoy the moment. I enjoy what I'm doing at the moment. But it doesn't mean that I am not dreaming big dreams. I would really like to dream big and go far as I can possibly go. But I don't want to just focus on that point, that high point, and ruin this moment. Because, you know, when you are dreaming so big, you might lose this moment because you're never satisfied with what you have. You'll keep, you know, compromising it.
Yes.
So I really like to live at the moment. But deep down inside, yeah, I got big dreams too.
Of course you do. I knew you did. But you're right. It is very important to stay in the moment and not lose the experiences you're having in the present day. Again, that's a balance.
Yeah.
It's like your molecular biology and your filmmaking. It's,
yeah.
You got to have that balance. Now, in addition to not conducting this interview in my basement, I'm going to break another podcast rule today. And that is I don't typically play covers of songs on the show, in part to avoid copyright stuff, but also because I like to focus on original music. But you know what? I feel people need to hear your voice. And so, because it comes across so powerfully on your version of Unstoppable by Sia, and what does that song mean to you? And what inspired you to not only record it, but to make it available for people to hear?
Yep. Well, the thing is, actually, one of the reasons that Sia is my favorite singer is that she has so many songs that are energetic and positive. And I had some tough time that every a student in Iran has to go through, and it is like at the end of the high school, when you want to enter university, you have these you don't have to apply for universities one by one. It would be a huge exam called concours, and it is so stressful and so hard because everything you're going to do is kind of in that. You don't have any other choices. You would either make it or not last year, next year, next year, next year, until you finally pass this exam. And it is like a huge competition. Everyone is competing with each other to make it to the universities. So I had a really stressful time to make it into university. And one of the things that were really encouraging me and giving me this sense of relief, like, you can do it, you can handle this, were those songs, Sia's songs, especially Unstoppable. Well, I'm sure Unstoppable is energetic to many other people, but to me it was as well.
I think you're unstoppable. It's it definitely seems like a word associated with you. Regine, I've very much enjoyed chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing how you progress in PEI in the coming months and years. Thank you for the opportunity for letting us get to know you.
No worries at all. And thank you for having me here. It was a pleasure, as you said.
It's wonderful. I will return to Ursa in May to bring you another artist who's made the island brighter by having come here. In the meantime, this is Regine Aflaki with her rendition of Unstoppable by Sia, of course, here on Isletunes.
I smile, and nobody takes to fool this time. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I put my arm around, show you how strong I am. I put my arm around, I'll show you that. I'm so confident.
unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. I'm so powerful. I don't need batteries today. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. I'm unstoppable today.
That is Rogine Aflaki with her cover of Unstoppable by Sia on Isletunes by way of the podcast's new collaboration with the Immigrant and Refugees Association of Prince Edward Island. Next month, we'll again team up with Ursa to bring you another come from really away artist and share their talents with you. As for Rogine, yes, she is very much looking for fellow musicians to collaborate and record with, so if you're that collaborator, hit me up on the Isletunes socials or give a call or text to 902-807-4250. If you really want to go the old-fashioned route, email me at amj@isletunes.ca. Rogine and I are waiting. You can also use that contact info to leave comments or suggestions or even make requests. And not for nothing, that's also how you can get to me a recording of yourself uttering an islanderism to kick off an episode, like Christine McFadden did for this one. I want to dole out some Isletunes thank yous to John Dyer, who subscribed to the Isletunes YouTube channel. This helps with the algorithms and whatnot, plus doing so gets you notified when new episodes go up. How sweet is that? And Maxine McClellan just bought herself an Isletunes hoodie, so I am bowing at her feet for that. Again, Isletunes merch is at isletunes.creator-spring.com, and if you want to donate or subscribe to this show via PayPal or Patreon, respectively, those links are in the description. Head on over to Facebook and Instagram and follow the podcast on those platforms. Each week I post links to where you can buy the music you hear around here, because while I do rather love to hear the sound of my own voice, the main reason I do all this is to amplify island musicians who usually don't have that much of an outlet otherwise. Do some clicky and thrill the artists quickie. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and I don't know how the hell 2025 is a third of the way over already, but here we are. Next Friday, or Saturday at the rate I've been getting these done, we'll do it all over again in the form of getting more music from PEI artists into your ears. Some you'll rediscover, and others you'll discover for the first time. Kind of cool, ain't it? Know what else is cool? Not doing extremism. You guys have an election Monday, and while I'm not gonna turn this into a political ad one way or the other, the choice seems pretty clear if you don't want to end up living life like the way America is right now because of Orange Folius. So if you haven't voted yet and you're on the fence for any particular reason, here's a little nudge by way of a quote from diplomat Gijs de Vries. Ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.